Hi, this is Chris. Here's a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook. Hey, did you listen closely to this scene in Prequels of Love?
Order up 2 eggs, 2 bacon.
Pick up.
You know, I really admire someone who would have the guts to show up at a funeral to sell life insurance.
There's a very silly country song playing in the background. Let's listen as producer Marshall Younger and sound designer Jonathan Crow talk about the creation of this song.
Bart and Doris, of course, are in a greasy spoon diner. And what is often in a diner like that?
The jukebox.
A jukebox with a country song playing in the background. So in our team meeting one morning, I went to you guys and I told you the idea and asked you if you just quickly come up with a few lyrics.
Yeah, emphasis on quickly.
And what was your reaction, Marshall?
My reaction, honestly, when I first thought it, I thought this is going to be a colossal waste of time. And we had everybody, the entire team in a team meeting in a room, and then he brings up this idea, and I think we're going to be here all day.
That's what I'm good at, is coming up with colossal waste of time ideas. But this one happened to work out, didn't it?
It did. And I think there were two sort of eureka moments that helped us in the process. The first is that we concentrated on, okay, what would be a good song for Bart and Doris? What is the one commonality that they have? And that is their love for pork rinds.
Of course.
Obviously. The second eureka moment was when Nate Jones, who is one of our sound designers, he said, okay, we need a hook. And he came up with the chorus. And the chorus is, can't give up pork rinds, no matter what you say. Can't give up pork rinds just to have you stay. And so that became the premise of the song, is that this guy has to choose between pork rinds and this girl.
How long did it take all of us to come up with the lyrics of the song?
We finished that thing in an hour.
In an hour?
Yes.
And it's a piece of art, isn't it?
I know. You could never tell that it was done in an hour.
Well, a lot of people would say. We could tell that you did that in an hour. But anyway, once the lyrics were done, I sent it off to John Campbell, and I asked him if he would mind singing the song, and he had to also come up with the tune for the song.
Well, he was perfect, and it wasn't
perfect,
the first time that he's sung a song in the annals of Odyssey.
No, it isn't.
He was the Bruce Springsteen type character in Top This.
The morning man has a face in the circuit of
So, Marshall, within that hour of creativity when it was flowing, we came up with more material than we could use in the actual broadcast. There was a third verse.
That's right. And as a bonus feature, I would like to read that verse. They're a part of me, girl, the most major piece, like air or water or fleeing police. Red meat and Pepsi are a crude triple crown without those sweet pork rinds to wash it all down.
And there you have the story behind the pork rinds. It
brings a tear to my eye.
It does.
Be sure to listen to this song to hear the fruits of their labor. And be sure to listen closely to the scenes you hear on Adventures in Odyssey. You never know what might be going on in the background.